Well, the legislation has now passed the Parliament to ban live sheep exports, and it seems to have been carried out with scant regard to, well, farmers, the sheep industry, our exports, the very people who buy our live sheep, and it seems to have been to appease the Greens and a few animal activists who don't really know what's going on. Absolutely extraordinary. But what does this actually mean for the farmers who are now going to see their livelihoods put on the line? Well, Warren Davies is the unbreakable farmer, and he's very close to the action here because, well, he knows a lot of these farmers in Western Australia. He's on the line with us. G'day, Warren.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Very well. Look, I guess well, I won't say it's a saving grace, but this doesn't actually come in until 2028. So there is time, if there's a change at the election, to overturn it. And I guess there's also time to lobby the government to, you know, backtrack on its policy here. But how are local farmers feeling about this?
Yeah, Stephen, I'm actually in WA at the moment. I'm halfway through a 20-day tour of regional WA, and it's having an impact, and it's obviously, you know, with the ban being passed, even though, as you said, it's you've gotten to 2028. It's not a very long period of time for you know, a family or a farmer that's been in that industry for generations to be able to pivot and try and do something different. So it is having an impact.
But it's not just the farmers either. I mean, there are obviously other industries or, you know, associated industries that are going to be affected by this too.
Oh, look, the stock agents, the truck drivers, you know, even the small towns, like, what, you know, this is the... I suppose this is the short sightedness of the ban being passed, is that the impact of the whole community is going to be massive, because, you know, once the farmers' incomes, you know, start to dwindle away, then so does the community. So it's going to have a massive impact right across the community.
What's talking to the people affected by this? What's their biggest frustration? Is it the ban itself? Is it the lack of consultation? Is it the misinformation that's out there? What is really sticking in their craw?
Yeah, look, I think misinformation to start off with. You know, there's probably no scientific basis of why this ban's been passed. You know, people that are making these decisions, or, you know, sometimes it's just a vote-grabbing situation. I think that's having a massive impact, the lack of consultation, and I think that feeling would be right across Australia, regional Australia, is just that, you know, being overlooked, I suppose, and the actual impact that things like the live sheep export ban has on communities, yeah, right across Australia.
What are these communities doing to, I guess, support themselves and support each other? Are they rallying around each other to, I guess, get through this period?
Yeah, well, they are, and I think that, as you already alluded to at the start, that the fight's not over, and I think they're going to, you know, keep their action going, you know, right through, and hope that, you know, they can overturn that ban. But, you know, coupled with the dry conditions, particularly here in Western Australia, but also, you know, in Victoria and places like that, you know, the reason why I'm in Western Australia at the moment is, you know, coupled with this live sheep export ban, but also the dry conditions, is, you know, trying to bring communities together, you know, to have conversations, make sure that they're looking after each other and their mental health and well-being, particularly in these tough times.
Yeah, mate, you do some great work, and I always appreciate your time. Good to talk to you this morning, Warren.
Good on you, Stephen. Thanks again.
Warren Davies, the unbreakable farmer.